Okay, have her give me a call and have her have her insurance information with her because I need that to take her.
Each morning at work, Dr. Terry Tenhor checks an Atlanta website to see how bad pollution levels will be for the day. Tenhor is a pulmonary and critical care physician with Northside Hospital in Atlanta.
On the left, we have Allergy Central, which may be where I found it.
Tenhor's daily check on the internet is to see how bad the pollutants are for that day. They could be particulate matter or man-made ozone, a primary component of smog. Both are what scientists classify as respiratory irritants.
The very typical presentation that I see a lot is someone comes to me and they say, I've had a cold, but I've had it for 3 months, or I've had it for 2 months. And I explain, you haven't had a cold for 2 months. You know, let's look for some other things that may be going on. And a lot of times I find reactive airways diseases underlying it.
For years, NASA has been studying Atlanta and measuring the effects of their urban heat island, a formation of hot air found over many cities. The NASA scientist in charge of the project is Dale Quartrocchi, and he points to a mixture of air quality problems as a result of this urban heat island.
Ground level ozone is a very serious environmental health hazard. It impacts the respiratory system, and heat is one of the constituents that helps to form ozone. And if there is more heat coming up from the city, the overall production of ozone is enhanced.
If a city lowers its temperature, less ozone is produced, and there are other benefits. Dave Nowak is a project leader with the U.S. Forest Service. He's been studying the effects of urban forests on a variety of issues like air quality, water quality, and how it affects human health.
Trees absorb 96% of UV radiation, therefore they have impacts on UV radiation loads hitting residents in cities. So if by changing air temperature they change human comfort, by having physical structures out there in the gas exchange, they affect air quality, they affect building energy use, they affect the whole host of other environmental factors that impact human health.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hey, can you pull Peggy Mattson's chart for me, please?
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Peggy Mattson has a problem with her right lung that keeps her from getting a full intake of air when she breathes. Her condition is aggravated by Metro Atlanta's pollution levels.
I wouldn't sleep well during the night because I couldn't breathe. I would be sitting up on pillows. So you wake up feeling tired. You have no energy. You're short of breath. Wanting to play with your kids and not being able to. Doing everyday things was a chore.
Studies across the U.S. show an association linking urban air pollution to cardiac and respiratory ailments. Paige Tolbert is a researcher at the Rollins School of Public Health in Atlanta. She's looked at these national studies and says the same holds true for Atlanta.
Even though those health impacts aren't dramatic, people aren't keeling over on the days when it's a little bit more polluted. In general, those impacts are really important, and when you step back and look at an entire city being exposed to these pollutants, that then you really are talking about a major public health problem.
And so it appears that replacing trees and green spaces with concrete and asphalt might seem like progress, but the trade-off is that it could lead to a population with health problems, perhaps not immediately, but eventually. For Soundprint, I'm David Bereswain.